The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
I recently saw the documentary An Inconvenient Truth, a really excellent title for a worldwide issue all of us must sooner or later confront. Go see it. Kudos to Al Gore for continuing to bring this problem into the open where it belongs. I have not been a fan of Al Gore, as always having viewed him as somewhat silly or foolish for claiming that the novel and movie Love Story was all about him and his wife, plus his claim that he invented the Internet. Like other politicians, Gore often makes the fatal mistake of underestimating the intelligence of the people. On the other hand, putting politics aside, global warming is a universal issue which transcends politics or partisanship. That having been said, I believe Gore's sincerity and passion about global warming deserves kudos for researching and keeping this concern alive, not the least of it being his mention about the invention of the electric car, introduced about 10 years ago and heralded as a very successful alternative to our gasoline-guzzling, pollution-producing automobiles. How come the electric car disappeared very quietly, and why? Was it the powerful automobile and energy corporations who squelched this reasonable alternative? Those economic giants making enormous profits now care very little about problems of the future. Another issue discussed in the movie was the Kyoto agreements, in which most of the world's countries are willing to jointly reduce the pollution in the global atmosphere. After careful consideration, President Bush declined to have the U.S. participate and has been ridiculed by the American media because of it. What the media does not mention is that the United States will not participate so long as the world's two worst polluters, China for sure, and possibly India, are exempt from participation, which makes the treaties a farce and an exercise in futility. Many credible scientists agree that the warming process may have existed for many years. However, the movie explains that lately there is evidence that the damaging effects of global warming are suddenly accelerating very rapidly. Other credible scientists ridicule the immediate concerns, saying the Earth has had for centuries cycles of warming and then cooling and then warming. Meanwhile, nothing is being done. Suppose the opinion of poo-pooing is wrong. Without the bickering back and forth, wouldn't it be wise and expedient to go on the assumption that global warming is a fact, even if it isn't urgent? Shouldn't all of us help clean up our atmosphere now? Expecting everyone to switch to bicycles or walking is out of the question, but surely the electric car for every driver in the world, including India and China, would go a long way toward cleaning up the breathing atmosphere. At least it's a start. One dubious friend became a believer in global warming when he saw the monster glacier in Yellowstone not too long ago, now almost melted away. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Zwirling.